evening, everybody. It is Tuesday the 28th of June at 5:30 p.m. and we're starting our City of Melbourne Council meeting. And we welcome our councillors, members of management, members of the public here with us today, and everyone who's joining us virtually. Thank you. The City of Melbourne respectfully acknowledges the traditional owners of the land on which we govern, the Wurundjeri Woiwurrung people and the Bunurong Boonwurrung people, and we pay our respects to their elders past and present. We acknowledge and honour the unbroken spiritual, cultural and political connection that the Wurundjeri, the Bunurong, the Jajawurrung, the Tungurung and the Wadawurrung peoples have to this land and have had for more than 2,000 generations. We are committed to our reconciliation journey at the City of Melbourne, recognising that every effort we can make to strengthen relationships between Aboriginal and non-Aboriginal peoples has benefits for all Victorians. This meeting is being streamed live and an audio and video recording will be made available on our council website by close of business tomorrow. The unconfirmed minutes of this meeting will also be made available on our council website as soon as practicable. Can we please check that our mobile phones are turned to off or silent to assist with the good conduct of our meeting this evening without interruption? The agenda this evening comprises 3 reports from committee, 11 reports from management, 8 of which are confidential, and 1 item of general business. I'm noting that we've had apologies received from Deputy Lord Mayor and also from Councillor Campbell, and we have, in case people are looking on their screens, 2 councillors attending virtually, Councillor Lippitt and Councillor Hakim. Councillors, before we get underway, can I just please note item 2 on the agenda, which is disclosure of conflicts of interest. And if anybody has a general or material conflict of interest as defined in the Local Government Act 2020, please disclose the nature and type of that interest prior to consideration of the relevant item. Thank you. I'm calling on a councillor to move a resolution adopting open minutes of council meeting number 18, held on Tuesday, 31 May 2022. Councillor Leleu, thank you. And a councillor to second that motion. Councillor Chang, thank you. I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so we declare that motion carried. Thanks. Councillors, are there any matters arising from those minutes that you'd like to raise at this point? None. Thank you very much. Well, the following submissions have been received in accordance with Council's governance rules in relation to the agenda this evening. In relation to agenda item 5.1, which is adoption of the annual plan 22-23, we've had an item of correspondence from B. McNicholas, who is a director of Walkin St Kilda Road and Environs. In relation to agenda item 5.2, which is the adoption of our budget 22-23, we've had an item of correspondence from Phil Mansour, who is the Executive Director of Carlton Inc. In relation to agenda item 5.3, which is the review of dogs in open space, we've had items of correspondence from Angela Weigard, Maurie Schwartz and Deanne Butterworth. In relation to agenda item 6.1, Business Precinct Program 2021 to 2025 Year 2 Funding Report, we've had an item of correspondence from Tim Brasher at the Yarra Business Association. And in relation to agenda item 7.1, notice of motion, Councillor Dr. Ball, Julian Assange, we've had items of correspondence from Chris Thrum, B. McNicholas, James Cinnamon, Jill Quirk and Sheila Newman. Councillors, just to check in with you in relation to the confidential status of the items listed on the agenda for confidential. Does anybody wish to discuss that status at this point? No, thank you very much. We move on to reports from committee, and there are 3 reports from committee for consideration in the open session, and the first one is item 5.1, and I'm calling on Councillor Leloux to present this report to Council.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. The purpose of this report is to recommend that Council adopts the draft annual plan 2022 to 2023 after a long process.
Thank you. I'm calling on a councillor to move that motion. Thank you, Councillor Leloux. I'm going to second that motion. Back to you, Councillor Leloux, as our mover this evening. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Much has already been spoken about this at the Future Melbourne Committee last week, so I don't intend to speak on it more. This is, last time I mentioned, it was the penultimate step. This is the final step, so we will have an annual plan going forward after tonight. Again, I'd like to thank everyone involved and looking forward to delivering for this for our constituents and for the City of Melbourne.
Thank you, Councillor Leloux. I'm really pleased to be seconding this motion this evening. This annual plan sets out all of our big initiatives and actions for the year ahead, all of the things that we're wanting to deliver for Melbourne and Melburnians. It is one of our most important documents because it keeps us on track to deliver on the 52 major initiatives that are set out in our council plan. If it's in our annual plan, then it's getting done. That's what we like to say here at Town Hall. And so this document certainly encapsulates everything we're planning to deliver over the next financial year. We have been through many iterations. I think everybody who's been involved, from members of our management team, led by our CEO, Justin Hannay, to our councillor team, but of course members of the public who have been sending us submissions, providing us with comments, feedback and ideas. There are some very exciting milestones on major initiatives in this annual plan, and I'm looking forward to working with everybody, members of the public and our team here at Town Hall, to keep ourselves accountable in delivering on this ambitious plan. And thanks to you, Councillor Leloux, and the Deputy Lord Mayor as the leads on our finance and governance portfolio for really steering this through. As I said, I'm really pleased to second this motion this evening. Are there any other speakers to this motion this evening? Then I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so we declare that motion carried. Thank you. We now come to 5.2, which is adoption of the budget 22-23, and I'm calling on Councillor Leloux to present this report to Council. Thanks.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. The purpose of this report is to recommend that the Council adopt the draft budget 2022-23 in accordance with the requirements of the Local Government Act 2020.
Thanks. I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. Thanks, Councillor Leloux. I'm going to second the motion. So back to you, Councillor Leloux. Thanks.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. And again, this is the final steps of having a budget. And again, all the things that the feedback that we have actually heard the last special council meeting in regards to the annual plan and budget is incorporated here. As we would see that areas for rapid response and cleaning of the city, we note that adjustment that will be result in an increase of $370,000 in underlying deficit. We also note that the fees and charges, some minor details, but also the new areas around waste charge. But overall, you know, this is the kind of the final steps to all the feedbacks and minor changes that we have made to the budget. Just wanted to very finally just remind ourselves, you know, it is a $837.8 million budget, the largest that we have ever delivered. You know, we have operating expenditure of $550 million. We have spent records amount in infrastructure, $254 million, in city safety and cleaning, $33.6 and in events festivals of $25 million. We will be returning to surplus in 2023 and 24, and that is quite important in a time of volatility and also uncertainty. Again, I'd like to thank Michael Tinanci, our CFO, the finance team, but also, again, generally to all the councillor group, management, and in particular to the Deputy Lord Mayor for his expertise and also insight and in assisting me in terms of this budget.
Thanks, Councillor Leloux. I'm happy to second this motion this evening. I endorse the comments from Councillor Leloux, who has been leading this process from a councillor group. It is heartening to be on this final step of our 22-23 budget. Every year it takes weeks, months of work and consultation. Thank you particularly to our finance team. I see our CFO here, Michael Tinanci, if you can pass that on, please, for all the effort behind the scenes. And to you again, Justin, it is a record budget. It's been in all of my speeches around town to be able to say that we continue to invest in the positive momentum we're experiencing in the city and for so many of our stakeholders and particularly our ratepayers to know that we're really standing with them, behind them, in front of them, whatever they need as we continue to recover. It's still very tough for a lot of people out there, and I note the very generous support for pensioners in our budget, recognising ongoing cost of living challenges. I recognise the ongoing support through financial hardship policies, but I'm also conscious that the number one thing that our small business ratepayers are seeking is for us to continue to attract customers back to Melbourne, and I'm really pleased that this budget not only builds on delivering on our council plan, but really focuses on those initiatives that help bring people back, such as a record spend on events and a record spend on cleaning, just to name a few. Thank you so much to members of the public who participated in the feedback over the last few weeks. And it's good to see some of those suggestions have been incorporated into this final budget being considered this evening. And I say to all our councillors, I believe that this is a budget deserving of support. And that's why I'm pleased to second it. Are there any other speakers to this motion this evening? No, then I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so we declare that motion carried. Well done, everybody, on those last two motions. Onwards and upwards. Thank you. It brings us to item 5.3, review of dogs in open space, and I'm calling on Councillor Leppett to present this report to Council. Thank you, Councillor Leppett.
Thanks, Lord Mayor. The purpose of this report is to recommend that Council make a municipal order under Section 26, Subsection 2 of the Domestic Animals Act 1994 to implement the proposals approved by the Future Melbourne Committee on the 7th of June 2022.
Thanks, Councillor Leppett. I'm calling on a councillor to move this motion.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Can I move an amended motion, please? Now, I don't have sight of a screen, but if it's got blue on it, I'm assuming it's the motion that has been discussed earlier today. I'll take a punt. That is the motion I'm moving. Thank you.
Let's just work out why you can't see it on the screen.
Oh, no, it's just very small.
Oh, it's very small. Okay. I can say confidently that it is the motion that you have been working on as an amendment, amended motion. Thanks, Councillor Lippitt. I'm going to second that amended motion, so I'm sending it back to you for moving. Thanks, Councillor Lippitt.
And thank you, Lord Mayor, and for all of your work on this matter as well. I've got an extraordinary amount of feedback coming through my Zoom link, but I'm just going to plough on until I'm told to stop. The committee a few weeks ago recommended to council that it make a municipal order in a particular form, and that is to make 8 new off-leash areas, some of them on a timed basis. And we heard quite a few submissions at that meeting about whether or not those recommendations were the right ones. We heard that the gist was good, But that there were a few issues that we could review between the future Melbourne Committee meeting and tonight's meeting, and together with officers, we've certainly undertaken that review. So the reason the motion before us today is not identical to the recommendation made by the future Melbourne Committee is that we are, after much review, suggesting that winter dog off leash times should allow for a little bit of sunlight at the beginning of the end, beginning and the end of the day. So those times are to be 5 p.m. to 9 a.m. rather than 8 p.m. to 6 p.m. to 8 a.m. which will be the summer times. And secondly, on much reflection, I believe that the evidence base for Murchison Square is not as robust as we'd like it to be at this stage. So it is prudent for us to not continue with Murchison Square at this time, but to make the municipal order for the other seven areas tonight. There's also the dog prohibited area in Royal Park that has been faithfully translated from that decision of the Future Melbourne Committee a few weeks ago, and I thank officers for all of their work. But after a lot of discussion amongst all of us, we think that the Murchison Square issue and the issue of dog off-leash areas in Carlton generally should be further studied, but that we not make any decisions today. And I'm sure, Lord Mayor, you'll expand on that issue as well, but I want to thank you for being part of and leading that discussion. Finally, can I thank our officers for undertaking this review? It's very difficult to do this sort of thing in a dense inner city community where we have a scarcity of open space, and there's an expectation that a lot of that open space won't be used for dogs off leash. So finding these spaces is always difficult, but we have been led by an excellent team who's undertaken a multi-stage consultation process, and I want to thank everyone who's been involved in that. Because I think we've landed on some very, very good outcomes, even though we're pursuing only seven of the eight recommendations before us tonight, if this motion carries. I do commend the motion. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Leppett. I endorse your comments. I too say thanks to the team for the very diligent work that's gone into preparing this report. I particularly note the popularity an increased number of dogs that have joined families in the city of Melbourne during the COVID period, and the fact that we have, in so many ways across the city of Melbourne, really difficult decisions to make on how we share limited infrastructure. In this case, it's dog parks, sometimes it's transport networks, and the list goes on, community sporting spaces, etc. So these are really difficult, difficult issues. And a difficult balance to strike. I think the team has done a great job in identifying more of those off-leash spaces in a very thoughtful way. But I do say thanks to the members of the community that have been in touch with us, both at the Future Melbourne Committee meeting and the debate that happened there, and then since then. And I do support and thank you, Councillor Leppett, for working with me to come up with an amended motion to support taking some extra time to consider Murchison Square and investigate other options. And I know a number of councillors have raised other questions that they would like answered in relation to that park and its off-leash, non-off-leash, timed off-leash, non-timed off-leash, etc. So we look forward to that further work coming back to us. But I'm really pleased that we are making appropriate spaces available across parks in Melbourne for people and dogs to enjoy in a fair and reasonable way. And I support this amended motion this evening as seconder. I'm looking to our councillors to see if anybody else would like to speak to this item this evening. Councillor Hakim, over to you.
Thank you, Lord Mayor, and thank you, Councillor Lord Mayor, for your amended motion. I just wanted to briefly share, I think last time we spoke, how critical this matter is for people, rightly so, but I think what's important is recognising how important open space is. We want to thank everyone for their feedback, but also especially thank the inclusion of the winter times and thank the Docklands residents who shared their feedback on that as well. ensuring that we find that balance in the youth spotlight. I want to thank our team for all their work in doing that. And they continue to work hard work around that every time.
Thanks, Councillor Hakim. Anybody else speaking to this motion? Then I'm going to put it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. Thank you. It's unanimous. We declare that motion carried. Well, this concludes reports from committee to be considered in open session this evening. There are three reports from management for consideration in open session this evening. And so we move to item six on the agenda. And the first part is 6.1, Business Precinct Program 21 to 25, Year 2 Funding Report. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No, thank you. And then I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Louis, thank you. And a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Chang, thank you. Over to you, Councillor Louis.
Thank you very much, Lord Mayor. Okay. What can I say? This is one of the City of Melbourne's longest policies, strategies, grants, business support programs that we've had. I think I've been involved with it for nearly two decades now, this particular program, and it just grows in strength year on year, and especially the financial support that the City of Melbourne has allocated. 10 geographic precincts spread around the city, all with its own individual challenges since COVID over the last 2 years. Man supported predominantly by honorary presidents, vice presidents, and committees who contribute a surmountable amount of time to supporting businesses in their immediate areas. But also, with the funding that the City of Melbourne now provides, they can, each of these precincts now can pay an either full-time or part-time secretary or organiser to provide support. This is a great conduit for City of Melbourne's marketing team, our support and community team, that to work in with the precinct groups to support the businesses in those areas. And in this particular grant, we welcome a new precinct, the Melbourne Chinatown Association, and I want to put my warmest thanks to Eng and Danny from the Chinatown Precincts Associations that have spent probably more than a decade in helping support the businesses and supporting businesses, property owners, and working with the City of Melbourne in those areas. But I think, as I said, the support the City of Melbourne has provided has grown, and I think we now recognise that it is a program that has not, it's not only the $900,000 that's prescribed, but with each of the precincts, with their individual needs and issues, we have gone well and beyond in supporting them through other areas, such as the Chinatown with lanterns, Lygon Street with their Lygon Street light fixtures, etc. So it is a program where we're really hands-on in supporting not just the 1,000 members of these 10 precinct these members, but also the many thousands that are also part of the businesses in those areas. Thank you very much, Lord Mayor.
Thanks, Councillor Louis. Councillor Chang.
Thank you, Councillor Louis. Thank you, Lord Mayor. I want to thank all the associations in the precincts over the past year and a bit for the hard work they put in to try and reinvigorate and boost their precincts. Initiatives such as Dockland Dollars and the other events have been put on. I think traders look to the precincts for support as well as information about what the City of Melbourne does for them, for their precincts, and what extra support and we can provide, as well as putting on events. And I think, you know, the precinct associations do their best to support traders, and part of this motion's also to try and request that the associations include as many members as possible from within the precinct, And I think that's very important because it forms a sense of community. I know traders love being part of a community, talking to other traders, and going through difficult times together, which we all have over the past 2 years. I'd like to welcome the Melbourne Chinatown Association to the program. I'm looking forward to hopefully next year seeing the biggest sort of Chinatown New Year festival we can, because we've missed out over the past few years, unfortunately, due to COVID. So welcome, and I commend this motion.
Thanks, Councillor Cheng. Other speakers? Councillor Lilly.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. And again, want to echo my support for everything that's there. All the association who does an amazing job and help us work with the business in their own little precincts. I'd like to especially call out Councillor Louis and Councillor Cheng for their work in this. It's very, I thank them for representing us and and dealing with all the associations and making sure that the city is supporting all the business and also the associations in this. Also wanted to just again also highlight, given that we have made new changes last time with a new precinct, and this time again with a new precinct association. And I also want to echo my thanks to Ian and Danny for their many years of service to Chinatown. And I look forward to working with the new group to deliver what is a very vital and important part of the city.
Thanks, Councillor Lelou. Are there other speakers to this motion? Then I just wanted to say a few words. Thank you to management for their report. This business precincts are absolutely vital to the city, and particularly at this time as we're really in that revitalisation phase. And that sense of economic activity being relevant and valuable to our local traders. So many of those initiatives and that feedback comes through the precinct associations. And I say thank you so much to the executive officers, to all of the volunteers that work as committee members and as office holders, presidents, secretaries, treasurers, etc., who really make sure that these business precincts add enormous value into our city. That's why we'll continue to fund precinct associations and the work that they do, and that comes in many guises, one of which is this annual funding. And I note and support the recommendation from management, from Councillor Louis and Councillor Cheng, as to the 9 organisations that have been identified for funding going forward, and I'll be supporting that as a councillor. I know that Councillor Louis, over many years, has put a lot of time into our business precincts, and I say thank you and recognise that, Councillor Louis and Councillor Cheng, in this term, and as a business owner in the city, to have your involvement is really worthwhile and appreciated as well, to have those insights. So thank you. And I think between the two of you and, of course, all other councillors, but as portfolio leads, really providing that leadership is I'm grateful for it. I did want to say a few words about the Chinatown Precinct Association, to Danny Doon and to Eng Lim and everybody that's worked so hard as part of that association over a very long time. Thank you for your dedication, for your absolute commitment to our Chinatown being currently number 4 in the world, which is absolutely phenomenal, but with that constant striving for our Chinatown to be number 1. As with all of our business precincts, there are distinctive characteristics that appeal to and attract people to those precincts, and of course, working hard to represent the interests of traders in the precinct. And I say thank you to Danny and to Eng for fulfilling those roles for such a long time in such a dedicated way. There are many legacies that Chinatown Precinct Association is responsible for, positive legacies in Chinatown that will stand the test of time. And I know that there'll be many appropriate ways in which we acknowledge, recognise and thank Danny and Eng for their work as part of that Chinatown Precinct Association, which, by the way, I understand they'll continue to provide leadership and be dedicated to Chinatown in many ongoing ways. And I wanted to say thank you for that. And I've really enjoyed working with Danny and Eng over my time as Lord Mayor. I do understand that the Melbourne Chinatown Association coming in as a new group with new leadership, and I'm looking forward to working with that group as well. And as identified, our Chinese New Year Festival, Lunar New Year Festival, and many other events that happen in that area, together with the day-to-day representation of the interests of traders and the attraction of people, is really vital for our future. And so I'm looking forward to working with them. And as I said at the outset, to everybody involved in our precinct associations, thank you. You do an awesome job and we appreciate it here at Town Hall. I'm pleased to be supporting this motion this evening. If there are no other speakers, I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so we declare that motion carried. Thank you. Item 6.2, referred documents from 6 May 2022 Audit and Risk Committee meeting. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? Note that I'm calling on a councillor to move this motion. Thanks, Councillor Lalu, and a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Hakim, thank you for seconding. Back to you, Councillor Lalu. Thank you.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. As the recommendation says, given this was the last unconfirmed minutes of the Audit and Risk Committee and the minutes, just wanted to thank all the independent advisors on the independent members on the ARC for their hard work and diligence, and also our internal auditors, PwC, and also Vargo for the work that we do. Again, I won't cover all of it because it's very detailed. It's a close to 3-4 hours meeting that we usually do quarterly. And it just lists out all the key things that is not only for facing corporate organisations, but also local government and others. And we're also very different that we have a QVM and also a CY subsidiary that we also look into. I won't go into it more, but just note that the audit and risk plays an important part in the organisation, and we look forward to new members joining in soon after this meeting as well. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Lalu. Over to you, Councillor Hakim.
Thank you, Lord Mayor, and thank you, Councillor Lalu, for moving the motion. I'm going to be brief. First, just want to thank the whole team for their work here. Audit and risk is really critical part of what we do, I want to, as I always say, I want to commend them on that. To the committee, to Councillor Lulu, to our independent members, Jeff Harris, Stuart Hall, and Therese Ryan, thank you very much, and thank you for all your efforts. Apologies on this meeting, I had to leave abruptly due to an emergency everyone might not know, but I was really excited about the meeting. There's always lots that happens in those meetings. They're very lots that happen over those 3 hours, very compacted meetings. Apologies that I couldn't be there for most of the meeting, and I commend the minutes to you, councillors. Thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Hakim. Are there any other speakers to this motion? Then I'm putting it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so we declare that motion carried. Thank you. We're up to item 6.3, which is funding support requests, June 2022. Would councillors like a presentation on this item? No, then I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion. Councillor Louis, thank you, and a councillor to second the motion. Councillor Cheng, thank you. Over to you, Councillor Lilly. Thanks.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. Just briefly, just to say that this the Hong Kong Australian Business Association Business Gala Awards Dinner is a program that the City of Melbourne has been part of and partnered with over the last, with the exception of two odd years of COVID, we've been part of the gala dinner over the last probably 6 or 7 years prior to that. It gives Melbourne and Victoria a great connection between the businesses looking to interact with Hong Kong and Hong Kong businesses looking to come and invest and interact in Victoria and in Melbourne. It's part of a great international strategy in terms of business that our international business team also has provided support for in the past as well. And I think I'll leave it at that. Thank you, Lord Mayor.
Thank you, Councillor Cheng.
Thank you for that, Councillor Louis. I'm happy to support this motion. I think the Hong Kong Australian Business Association is important as a representation of businesses who originally are from Hong Kong. So it's good, you know, networking, especially as we try to bring in more businesses from overseas and students. So I'm happy to commend this motion.
Thank you. Any other speakers to the motion? Councillor Liu.
I'm also very excited and support, happy to support this. It's a big year for Hong Kong that they've got a new CEO, affectionately nicknamed Pikachu. Don't ask me, that's his nickname. And also it's 25 years since the transfer, so this year, 1st of July, will be a big celebration in Hong Kong. But again, we have many Hong Kong business residents, Hong Kong Australians, who have actually come from Hong Kong, and they've actually made, especially Chinatown and also all around, especially the restaurants, a greater place. And I thank them for their service, and we'll be looking really forward to going to this gala dinner.
Thanks, Councillor Liu. Any other speakers to this motion? Then I'm putting it to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so we declare that motion carried. Thanks, councillors. Well, this concludes reports from management to be considered in open session this evening. There is one item of general business for consideration in open session. That's item 7.1 on your agendas, which is notice of motion, Councillor Dr. Olivia Ball, Julian Assange. I'm calling on Councillor Dr. Ball to move this motion. Thank you.
Thank you very much, Lord Mayor.
You're okay to move it?
Yes.
And then I'm going to ask for Councillor Hakim to second it. Yes, and back to you, Councillor Dr. Ball. Thank you.
I was waiting for that and then I thought, sorry, I misunderstood. Thank you. And I would like to thank Dr. Jackie Watts for the forerunner she proposed to this motion, which FMC passed in 2020 in support of Julian Assange, and also thank Councillor Nick Rees for seconding it, and due to his unintended absence this evening, I'd like to thank Councillor Hakim for stepping in. Also to thank Chris Thrum for his advocacy on this issue. But to expand on the motion such as is already written, this Sunday is Julian Assange's birthday, and it will be the fourth birthday he spends in Belmarsh Maximum Security Prison. He has published the truth, and no one claims otherwise. He has a profound commitment to the proposition that good government and democracy itself should be based on truth and the public knowing the truth. He co-founded WikiLeaks here in Melbourne, where he went to high school and university. He created a secure means by which whistleblowers can safely expose the truth. The most famous such whistleblower is now walking free. No one has been prosecuted for the crimes exposed by WikiLeaks. This is justice turned on its head, and we cannot look away. Countless mastheads and mass media outlets have reported on WikiLeaks publications. They are not being prosecuted. But whistleblowers and journalists everywhere are cowed by this harsh treatment of Julian Assange. His case is a matter of human rights, of humanity, of the rights and freedoms of us all when it comes to freedom of the press, freedom to blow the whistle and speak up against injustice and wrongdoing. In 2010, the Obama administration investigated the impact of the publications for which Mr. Assange is now being prosecuted. And in 2013, the head of the investigation testified that there is no evidence of a single person being harmed by the publications. Beyond our rights and the greater good of a free society, there are at least two serious human rights abuses which Mr. Assange is personally subjected to, which should concern us. Solitary confinement and arbitrary detention. Amnesty International campaigns against solitary confinement, calling it a form of cruel, inhuman and degrading treatment or punishment. Why should we care whether Mr. Assange or anyone is held in solitary confinement? Because prolonged solitary confinement is a breach of the Convention Against Torture. So how long is too long? And this is a matter of some debate, but the UN Special Rapporteur on Torture believes it should not exceed 7 days. If extradited to the United States, Mr. Assange faces a lifetime in solitary confinement. We cannot imagine what solitary confinement is like. But a US journalist, some of you may remember, Terry Anderson, was in 1985 captured reporting from Beirut and held hostage for nearly 7 years. And he wrote of this experience in his memoir, of the impact of just his first month in isolation. He wrote, "The mind is blank. Jesus, I always thought I was smart. Where are all the things I learned? The books I read, the poems I memorised. There is nothing there, just a formless, grey, black misery. My mind's gone dead. God help me." Comparing it with time he spent imprisoned with other hostages, Terry Anderson concluded that, "I would rather have had the worst companion than no companion at all." The UN Special Rapporteur on Torture has concluded that Mr. Assange is currently being subjected to psychological torture. And a British judge has ruled against his extradition on the grounds of mental harm. Detention is arbitrary in a number of conditions. Those of which apply here include if people are detained without regard for its effect on their physical and mental health, which I think is beyond dispute. It is also arbitrary if it is indefinite. And arbitrary detention, like torture, is a gross violation of human rights, which is a term used in this motion. It's a term which is preserved for the gravest abuses of human rights, which the UN Special Rapporteur on the Right to Remedy lists, and amongst them are genocide, slavery, and arbitrary and prolonged detention. As stated in this motion, the UN Working Group on Arbitrary Detention has judged Mr. Assange's imprisonment to be arbitrary and has recommended that he be freed and compensated. The UN Special Rapporteur on Torture and Amnesty International have called for his release, and we do no less or more than that in this motion. I'd like to conclude, if I may, by quoting Mr. Assange's wife, Stella Morris. This is some 6 months ago. She said, "We are in a situation now where there are only two outcomes that will happen. Either that Julian regains his freedom or he loses his life. I am here to remind you that Julian isn't a name, he's not a symbol, he's a man. He's a human being and he is suffering. He has children, he has a family. They're hiding him from view. They're silencing him. It is an aberration that Julian is not a free man. In no sane world can this be normalised. I thank you.
Thanks, Councillor Dr. Ball. To you, Councillor Hakim.
Thank you, Lord Mayor. And thank you, Councillor Dr. Ball, for those strong words and those impactful words that you've shared. I am seconding this motion today in the absence of the Deputy Lord Mayor, as he wasn't able to do so tonight, and I will try to be as eloquent. I will not repeat things, but I wanted to add a few more things to this discussion. War crimes are serious. I don't think any of us are arguing with that or have argued across the world with that. Importantly, regardless of where it occurs and who commits those crimes, the injustice must be prosecuted in the same way. So whether it is Russia in Ukraine today, Saudi Arabia in Yemen, or the United States in Iraq, turning a blind eye to war crimes is never acceptable. And criminalizing their communication does nothing but diminish democracy and all the work that the world has done since World War II. Journalism and the truth must be a protected right. And what is happening with Julian Assange is an outrageous attack by a powerful state embarrassed by its own war crimes. We must be able to learn and grow from these things, not shirk away and diminish democracy. Just because a legal system allows it and allows something doesn't make it lawful or just or right. And this grave situation is one of those clear violations of the tenets of our democracies and the degradation of democracy, and we should stand up against it. Further, Mr. Assange, and you know, completely, as Council Dr. Ball said, he's a human being. He's also an Australian, and he has already suffered greatly for publishing the truth and his journalistic effort. This is an unconscionable travesty. We have a role as Australians to ensure that he can come home safely. I support this motion and commend it to you, councillors.
Thanks, Councillor Hakim. Are there any other speakers to this motion this evening? Councillor Lalu, thanks.
Thank you. And I just want to add to the debate the role of Julian Assange. Julian was actually just a publisher of the materials. Chelsea Manning was actually the person who leaked it, and President Obama actually pardoned her for her role in it, and I hope that first and foremost he is an Australian, and he has spent time in the city of Melbourne. I will be supporting it because there are some things that we do need to take, regardless of what is being said and done. And I think and I hope the Australian government will be doing everything we can to bring Australian citizens home in this particular time, especially given the role and also the pardon that is being given to others in these particular matters. So I will be supporting this.
Thanks, Councillor Lalu. Any other speakers to this motion? Then I'm going to put the motion to the vote. All those in favour, please raise your hands. It's unanimous, so we declare that motion carried. Thank you. Well, this concludes items of general business to be considered in open session. Councillors, are there any items of urgent business to be considered in open session? None, thank you. Then that means that we can move on to closing the open meeting. And I'm calling on a councillor to move the motion displayed on the screen to close the meeting to the public so that we can consider the items of confidential business. So a councillor to move that, Councillor Griffiths, thanks. And a councillor to second is Councillor Chang. I'm putting the motion to the vote. All those in favour? Unanimous, thank you. So thank you so much to members of the public for joining us this evening. We're now declaring the open meeting closed at 6:19 p.m. Thank you.